Good morning. You are listening to our live local interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Hal Spackman, Jenya Anichinko, Matt Hunter, and Sharon McIndoo. They're here to talk about upcoming events with the Sitka Historical Society this week and into next, leading up to the Alaska Day Festival on Thursday. Good morning. Let me turn all your mics up. I think that would be a start. So quite a few things to talk about this morning. First off, the annual meeting coming up this evening at the museum. And Jenya, can you tell me a little bit, maybe rotate that mic over there and tell me a little bit about the annual meeting. What's going to be happening this evening?
Well, we have two things going on, maybe three things. We have some business to take care of. Annual meeting is a time when our membership comes together and learns about exciting things that happened with us, has a chance to renew the membership, bring the friends, new members. So it's business part, which is sweetened by nice cookies and other refreshments which will be provided. And we will have two kind of a cultural additions to that. One of them is a small sort of a pop-up exhibition of a mix of different things. We will showcase some of our new acquisitions, things which just were offered to us as donations or we just accepted in 2018 into our collections. So this is your first chance to see those exciting objects. And we will also showcase some items from our collections which may have never been seen publicly before. And I don't really want to spell it out. I'd like to invite you guys to come and see it. But one of the things which really is exciting for me, which we'll be showing tonight, is circa 1900 street lights from Lincoln Street. So if you wonder how Lincoln Street was lit in 1900, please join us tonight and find out.
I'm sure that's something that's on people's mind around this time of year when it's dark at 8 in the morning. And then coming up later this week, the Brew Cruise. Hal, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, yeah, the Brew Cruise is coming up Sunday at 1:30, and it's been a very popular event. Alan Marine graciously donated two boats, and we have live music. We have the Pipers. We have all the beer and wine donated by the distributors, craft beer. We have, in addition to that, food. So for $50, it's an amazing experience. You get to see the whales. We tie up together in Silver Bay, and it's just a great time. Go get your tickets at Old Harbor Books at the museum or Bibco Tap Room. And one of the things I need to highlight is that our museum is open every night this week, starting at 3:30 to 8. So bring your family. It's free of charge. And we look forward to people coming. But the things like the Brew Cruise is what allows us to do that. It gives us funds to operate, and we need that. So your support does a lot of things by attending that but having some fun, too.
And then into next week, Matt and Sharon, you'll both be keynote speakers. Matt, on Monday, you'll be talking about World War II and aviation in Sitka. Can you give us a little bit of a preview what you're going to be talking about coming up next week?
Sure. So, excuse me. So in World War II, and actually just leading up to World War II, the Navy identified Sitka as one of three sites in Alaska that needed a naval air station. So they started building that, and much of Mount Edgecombe High School campus is what remains from that, part of the search campus as well. And, excuse me, the aircraft from a naval air station would patrol out hundreds of miles into the Gulf of Alaska searching for any sorts of Japanese vessels, and they'd fly 12, 14-hour patrols, come back, land in the channel, and do the same thing the next day. There were also other smaller aircraft around, and the Canadians had a P-40 fighter planes and bombers based out of Annette Island, where Metlakatla is, and Yakutat. So Southeast had quite the military presence at the time.
And that talk will be Monday at 6:30.
That's correct.
At Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yeah, and in addition to Matt's information, we have Sabre Ellis Jenkins, who is the daughter of Bob Ellis, who was the XO in Sitka, and later the commanding officer, and at two, I believe, or Kodiak. And as well, we've got a collection brought in by Chris Mattingly, and Chris is bringing in over 100 items. So he's going to take up the whole back room of the Centennial Hall room that we're in. So this is a must-see. Just I've seen Matt's presentation, and it's fascinating, and hearing Sabre's stories and seeing some of Chris's stuff. This is an event you don't want to miss. It's free of charge, 6:30 Harrigan Centennial Hall.
And this is kind of your passion project, right? World War II history of Sitka. You're kind of the expert on that, and probably have a little more time on your hands now to focus on it, right?
I'm excited to dust off some of my old notes and create a new presentation that I've always reading about this stuff and talking to people. And we actually have a veteran in town, Ken Ash, who flew in World War II, flew fighter planes through Korea and Vietnam as well. And he's a longtime Sitka resident and has some amazing experiences. So
it's pretty incredible. You've been able to talk to a lot of those people and get their stories. And then Sharon, Tuesday, you'll be giving a presentation on Native regalia, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Hi, I'm Sharon McIndoo. I've been a demonstrating artist at the Totem Park for about 5 years. I began beading back in second grade when Mrs. Littlefield was a teacher out at the park. So I began to learn from her back then, and I've been a part of Totem Park ever since then. And I was very honored that I was asked to have some of my regalia on display at the museum. Mm-hmm. It's children's regalia. It's a headband, a robe, and some moccasins. So I'm kind of excited about that. My grandbabies were excited, too, when I told them that I was going to be in the museum.
And so you'll be talking about some of your art and presenting some of that on Tuesday evening?
Yes.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on coming up in the coming week?
I just want to add that Sharon's talk is our first artist in the gallery talk, and we're really excited about this. We have quite a few objects made by local artists, and we are going to continue this as a program. So if there are people out there who have the objects in our museum or would like to present a talk with us, please talk to me. We'll be very happy to find out about who else we can invite and who would like to participate.
And at the same time, you can also see some of Mary Goddard's very beautiful work, because she's been working in the museum too. And I think the thing that's important is that we thank the Alaska Day Committee for highlighting museums and allowing us to do all of these programs. And so thanks to those people who've done a great job.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
We got one more thing to talk about. Two more things to talk about.
The brisket.
Well, we've got the Brew Festival that follows the Alaska Day program.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't like to stand in line last year, so we're having pre-sale tickets. You can buy them. All you got to do is get ID'd and you get in.
Mm-hmm.
As well, you can buy a pre-sale T-shirt, which allows you the same thing. If you get a T-shirt, a beer brought ticket, and free admission, and just get ID and come in. As well, there's a brisket cook-off during that day. So all you got to do is go online and get the form and give you a call. We buy the brisket for you, and may the best person win. and we sell it, then we let the judges decide who's the winners. There's three categories, and best flat, best point, and best overall brisket. And as well, during that Brewfest, we have some amazing bands going to be playing that Joe Montaigne has put together for us, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And as well, following that, it's because it's a Brew Festival, Westmark chef Galen Blythe has put together their menu with Jessica that is going to be amazing for a beer pairing dinner. That's Friday night, the 19th, following Alaska Day. You buy those tickets at Westmark. So all of our event tickets you can buy at Bibco or Old Harbor Books or the museum itself. We love to have you at the museum. So we like to welcome people to events. Most of them are free. And we just want to thank everybody for attending and helping us put this museum together. And we're super excited about our programs.
All right. Well, Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Hal Spackman, Jenya Anachinko, Matt Hunter, and Sharon McIndoe, and here to talk about all of the events leading up to Alaska Day. Quite a few things going on tonight, this weekend, Monday and Tuesday night, Wednesday, Friday, and we'll have all that on our website at kcaw.org later today if you're curious about any of those events, the dates, the times, and everything else. So thank you so much
and
for joining me.
And there's one thing, too, I'd like to add.
Sure.
When you come to our annual meeting, anybody can come, a member or not member. We'd love to have you join, but you don't have to be a member. Bring a Sitka History Minute idea with you.
Oh, right, because Sitka History Minute, that's we're looking forward to some more episodes of that. I think we're about to air one right now.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.